Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to claim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark. Today is November 17th, 2016. At 8 o'clock in the morning, and normally I'm not on the air, but I think until we get another guest, I will be picking up this slot. As it turns out, yesterday I was bragging about Drew Kuhn being on the air with Missouri Accountability Project, and he had to not do that. A project came up for him through the Missouri Accountability Project that was going to just take up too much of his time, and he had to abruptly leave. So I'm picking up the slack until we fill this slot, and we don't know how long that'll be. So good morning. I'm going to be on 5 days a week live until we may run some reruns of some of the really great interviews. So one of the things I'm going to do on Tuesdays and Thursdays is open up the phone lines for people to give us a call. The number is 718-717-8296. I do believe I've fixed the call-in number. I know I've asked you to call me several times, and it never has quite worked for the last month. I don't know why. But I do believe we've worked it out. I haven't had the opportunity to test this all yet, so today is the first test run. So thank you for joining me. I thought what I'd do today is talk about what it is that brings us all together, why people are coming to this radio station, and why people listen into the Age of Vision radio show. This is from November 11th. It's an article from USA Today. The title says, "Scientists Searching for a Reason, Wild Salmon Are Mysteriously Dying." Mysteriously dying, folks. 6 years into Fukushima, and the freaking some journalist has the audacity to write this. We know why they're dying. Let me read you this. This is out of Seattle, Washington. More sockeye salmon are dying before they spawn this year, and scientists want to know why. Really? Biologists with West Fork Environmental collect sockeye carcasses as they cover more than 20 miles of salmon habitat in the Cedar River each week. So far, they've picked up 1,600 dead fish. They mark the GPS location of each carcass and tag the fish. This year, they found more sockeye dying than before they ever spawn. Quote, that's been one of the biggest eurekas and biggest surprises, and it's not good because there's mystery around the disease, and the suite of diseases, and then problems with what to do with what we counter, what to do to counteract it, said Michelle Kohler, who works for the Seattle Public Utilities on the carcass survey. You know, this is just so outrageous that they even have, I mean, this lady works for the public utility. She knows exactly who that is, what that causes. She knows what Hanford's doing. She knows what Fukushima's doing. She knows it's 6 years on since Fukushima has just basically changed everybody's life. Really? So that's another thing that I am going to be definitely talking about a lot more since I'm on the air a few more days, is the social brainwashing that we have. I mean, this is just beyond comprehension. That we have this whole entire let's pretend like Fukushima is not happening thing. Even in the DAPL conversations, there was no discussion from any of the so-called water protectors about Fukushima, about the radiation, about the leaking uranium mines on all the Sioux Nation. It is beyond comprehension, folks, that people are refusing to even discuss it. It's like Dave Parrish said the other day on my radio show, it's the F word, you know, let's don't mention the F word. But we can talk about being a water protector. So maybe that's what we need to do here is change the language, right? This is beyond comprehension. I thought I'd also show you the mass animal death, since I haven't been able to really talk about that in a while. On this same page, you know, it's funny, it's called endtimesprophecy.org. Whoever collects all these stories believes that this is a sign that Jesus is coming back. Mass bee die-offs from 2013 to 2016. Just in August, there was millions of bees due to insecticide spray in South Carolina. July 6, 2016, thousands of dead bees found by beekeeper in Alavaz, France. If we lose the bees, folks, we lose life. We need bees. We seriously need bees. 53% of the bees die off in Camargo, Lagunera, Mexico. Millions of bees have died in Santander, Colombia. Nearly half of beehives died during the past year across America. That was in May 2016. So let us go to also, there's also a list for dead bats. Because you know what happens if we lose the bats and those kinds of animals? We actually end up losing a lot, huge amounts of types of food. We lose the cashews, we lose bananas, all the very high ones, the bats actually pollinate all of those. That's why bat loss is extremely high. So let's see. Bees and bats, this is what the lady says, including beans, soybeans, broccoli. Oh, this is what bats do. They eat bananas, mangoes, dates, figs, peaches, cashews, guava, and avocados. So hundreds of tons. So, you know, how is it that people will stand out in the street in the rain? How many hundreds of thousands of people did we have out the other night? Standing out for no DAPL, you know, save the water, no pipeline. Well, folks, get used to it. Donald Trump is a major investor in that pipeline. It's happening. It's going to happen. There's a movement online that I've seen for people to demand that Donald Trump put all of his assets in a trust. He has to put them in a trust and stay uninvolved in them completely while he's president. That's what a president does. I don't think he has had any thought about that one. I think he thought he could just go do his business, leave it to somebody else, and then he could, you know, just be president. And that would be like, he'd be like CEO of America, like he's CEO of Trump Inc., you know. That's not how it works being president, Mr. President. Elect, yeah. I had a hard time with that one, you guys. You honestly have no idea how much of a hard time we've had with that. We've had people in the streets, not because They wanted Hillary Clinton. They wanted Bernie Sanders. They want our democracy back. And hiring a guy who basically has filled his cabinet, he's draining the swamp and putting the crocodiles in because there's nobody else. Didn't you hear him? And then when he was asked about Mrs. Clinton, they're good people. I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to hurt them. But we'll look at it. We'll take a good, hard look at that. If anybody wants to call in and have a conversation about our new president-elect, 718-717-8296. I personally have signed that online petition to have the Electoral College not give the presidency to Donald Trump, because that is what our Electoral College was built for, in case we get sidewindered and some guy like Trump actually gets himself elected. Trump and Pence. And yeah, folks, I do think he is going to rein in a mission of not so happy stuff. He doesn't know it. I don't think he's smart enough to understand what they're doing. I mean, he thinks he's clever, you know. But, you know, he is what we have. I do not think for a second that the Electoral College will not reward him the presidency. I think that's just a little salve, like all the people put out these protests to have Bernie Sanders get the votes from Hillary Clinton, and we were going to get the votes from Hillary Clinton, and we were going to win the nomination. And what it really, what this election really has shown us, folks, is that elections don't matter. Like, our votes matter, because it does matter who's in power at the local level. Because the local people decide where the roads are going to be and what's going to happen. I mean, look what's happening in South Dakota, North Dakota, all those areas where the people are saying, heck no, you can't build you're not building those fracking areas here. You're not going to put that pipeline in here. If it was up to the governor, they're like, heck yeah, let's give our state $80 billion and you can put any pipeline anywhere you want. And in fact, it's the money consideration. This is why this lady in Seattle, I found this article so completely outrageous, folks. This is a person who works up in, somebody said they just tried to call. That was my friend Michael. He said he tried to call in. Let me send the director a notice and see if she can get this in, the call in. I think she has to plug me in, so hold on. Do, do, do. Here's a little sound. I'm going to try to write Jules a real quick little note while I'm on the air here and let her know if she could put the... I actually did not tell her that I wanted to be able to have the phone number on, so maybe that's why. So maybe we'll just have to wait. In fact, I think I will wait. I'll just let her know. I'm going to be on the air 5 days a week here, folks, at 8 o'clock in the morning for a short while, because we want to find somebody who can clear their calendar and stick with it. We really did appreciate Drew Kuhn's efforts here. I have been in conversation with Drew, and I hope that Drew will be able to come back and interview with me and talk about his project that's kept him away from us. He did just a few shows, and I have to say, I really appreciated the information he brings together and his attitude. I thought that was very cute last week when he took a moment of silence. I thought that was funny. I thought that sort of spoke for itself. But that is really how a lot of young people feel about the Trump presidency. And I know that they did vote. There's a lot of people out there that are really angry about what's happened, and they didn't vote. I mean, that's what happens when, 42% of the people who were eligible voters. These weren't even people who were eligible to vote, because there's a lot of people who are eligible to vote who didn't vote. You know what I mean? Who didn't register to vote. There's more of them, actually, than the 42% who did not vote. I think something like... I thought after the last statistic, because Oregon, I know Michael's saying he wants to give me a right-wing death squads update from Trump America, please. It's probably a good thing, Michael, that I do not have the phone number on, because I'd have to be prepared. Okay, I'll be prepared for that then. Tomorrow, you can call in tomorrow. I'm going to let Jules know that I'll be opening up the phone lines on the radio show on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, folks, so that I'm going to stick with the interviews on Mondays. I'll stick with the interviews on Wednesdays. And then occasionally I do interviews on Fridays because that accommodates people like Carl Grossman, who I really appreciate his efforts. I know some people were really angry at him for being sort of the status quo, but I don't think he's status quo at all. He goes against a lot of things that aren't status quo. So he stands up against nuclear, which is really something that most people in this country are not even willing to speak about. I'm looking at this. It says, the right-wing death squads. Really? Please don't talk to me about that. Let me tell you what happened to my daughter. She was very angry. She lives in Portland. Of course, Hillary Clinton took Oregon, right? So we didn't have anything to whine about in this state because we did not elect her. You know, that was who this... I didn't vote for her, but this state did. So my daughter went out to the streets the first night. That was just kind of a spontaneous protest. She heard that there was going to be a protest, and she went down there. She told me she was there about 2 hours, but when she saw the cops roll up with full military gear, like really ready to roll, she decided to skedaddle. As she was walking back to her car, a guy with a Trump hat followed her about 10 feet in back of her. Didn't come near her, didn't come up to her, but about 10 feet in back of her for about 2.5 blocks, screaming at her, saying, wait till he gets inaugurated. We can rape any of you that we want. And he followed her screaming that for 2 blocks, folks. Now, that is Trump America. This is why people are freaked out. Now, I get it. There's a lot of people from Trump America that aren't like that. But, you know, I personally put out a video on my YouTube channel. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for speaking out against those guys. Because, honestly, I was really glad he looked right into the mirror and said, stop it, because it needs to stop. The KKK hats need to go back in the closet. And especially because we have too big of issues. Like, if we just look at what we have going on here, just the nuclear stuff, the mass animal deaths. I mean, the bullshit, like this. Scientists searching for a reason wild salmon are mysteriously dying. They're not mysteriously dying. West Fork Environmental. If I was to call up Michelle Kohler of the Seattle Public Utilities... Maybe I'll just print this thing out so that I can actually give her a call today, because honestly, it's so outrageous that these people have the audacity to sit and tell us that they really do not understand what's happening to the fish, especially out of the Columbia River. It's beyond comprehension. But when the reason I think about this is because that's what's happened with people with Trump America. Good, decent people really believe that he's not an insider. But, I mean, he's stacking the deck with neocons, folks. He's stacking his deck with the Bush crime family. I mean, let's just wait to see what happens. I have to say, it was incredulous that the guy had the nerve to ask for his children to have high security clearance. I mean, that takes audacity, honest to God. I mean, the people he wants to give the most secret information have had no training, none, zero. I mean, just like him, but that's, you know, I mean, if he needs his kids to tell him what's right and what's wrong, you guys have been snookered, man. I mean, honestly, and do you honestly think he's going to keep the secrets? That's what really cracks me up. His kids were denied security. Yeah, no, I don't think he's going to keep the secrets. I think he's going to tell his kids, and they're going to talk about it, and they're going to promise to not tell anybody. God dang. Well, it is what it is, folks, because... We're in so deep. I'm going to be reading nuclear alerts, nuclear news, talking at this thing, you know, it's beyond comprehension to me, and I can't wait to engage with some of the people that really think that Trump is going to be a good guy and say, just give him a chance. Really? That is... the hard part for me about that whole conversation is we have given him a chance and we have seen what he's done. Like, that's kind of scary. That's the thing that we have seen. I mean, within a week, he asked for his kids to have security clearance. If that doesn't scare anybody, that, I don't know what would. the most highest responsibility job in the world, and he wants his less than 40-year-old children to have that responsibility, who've had no political science training, no history, no background, none of that stuff. But he wants, not only is he not prepared for the job of the presidency, that came out in the news, but he wants his children to do it. So I'm going to read you the nuclear alerts from today, November 16th. Illinois Emergency Management Agency. It's a non-emergency again. Clark Dietrich Building, what are they telling us? Shutter failed to operate as designed. Another one of these crappy gauges that they make. I don't know why they even use them. Failure of source to retract to safe position. Another broken gauge. Who makes these things? I bet you they're worth a lot of money, and every time they have to fix it, they get to charge the government a boatload of money, and that it's far more expensive to keep buying new ones than to keep fixing crappy ones. Oh, wow. Nuclear pharmacist receives greater than 50 REM effective dose equivalent. Wow. Oregon Health Authority, where is this? Oregon Department of Health read, PetNet Solutions in Portland, Oregon. This is something that Heidi and I were talking about, how there are little nuclear facilities all over the country that we don't even know. Oregon's supposed to be nuclear free, and yet we have this here. Oregon Health Authority Radiation Protective Services has confirmed on 11/7 that a cumulative dose equivalent of 50 REM was received by a pharmacist working in several facilities. Wow. This information is being reported by PetNet Solutions corporate office in Knoxville, Tennessee. They informed the office on October 20th that a pharmacist contract, you love that, it's an independent contractor, may have received an exposure greater than 50 REM to the right ring dosimeter and is conducting an analysis to determine if the individual received a dose of greater than 50 REM. So don't worry, just one person who's been really affected, and we'll never know when he gets cancer, when he gets sick, or what problems his children will have. But hey, they're reporting it. That's all that matters, right, folks? Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. It's beyond comprehension that people do not connect the dots here to me. The fact that we are ignoring the greatest catastrophe on the planet and the worst failed experiment on the planet, the greatest mass murdering industry on the planet is the nuclear industry. You know what's funny about the nuclear physicists that I've talked to? They all have this attitude that we're just completely uneducated and have no idea what we're talking about. And yet at the same time, that's kind of like even me in the last half hour. I've said, you know, Donald Trump apparently is completely unprepared for the job that he thought he wanted. I actually still am sticking to the idea that he wasn't supposed to win. The night of the election night, his wife did not look happy. His kid did not look happy. They did not look like they were overjoyed at winning. I mean, Hillary Clinton went berserk. Who knows? There's multiple stories about what happened to her. But I think this is the first in my entire life where the candidate running for president did not have the nerve or the capacity to stand up in front of the people who had been waiting for her. Those people waited all night long, hoping against hope that something was going to happen in her favor. And she did not even have the respect for her own voters to come out and say, look, folks, I lost. I'm sorry we failed. Even if that meant we watched her crying and sobbing, she should have come out. And for that reason, I'm super glad that she especially didn't win. Although I would really love to have the Electoral College ripped out of the hands of Donald Trump, because that, to me, giving it to Donald Trump and Mike Pence is a frightening, very frightening thought in my head, mostly because of Mike Pence. because Mike Pence is seriously hardcore, will do all he can to roll down the tanks and start dragging people out of their houses. That guy is a frightening person. He wrote legislation to put a woman in jail for 6 months if she had had an abortion in her past life. He's willing to take people who have done something in their past and throw them in jail. That's Mike Pence. Mike Pence's office called the Capitol Police and said, "I threatened to murder their staff in 2009 when all I did was call him up and disagree with him about his vote to not extend unemployment benefits to very hungry and desperate people." And now there is word that Donald Trump wants to put Jamie Dimon. I mean, seriously, I could not have laughed harder. It's the same thing, folks. We're sitting here ignoring nuclear, and we are ignoring the what is going on with these people. I mean, we're acting like Donald Trump thinks that he can actually be president of the United States, but he needs to have his kids be in on the national secrets. I heard yesterday they were denied, so now what's he going to do? Huh. Yeah. Jamie Dimon, American business executive, he is still the chairman, president, chief executive officer of J.P. Morgan Chase. Still, that is just so outrageous that that name even came up. I mean, J.P. Morgan CEO Dimon, still part of the Trump Treasury talk. That's a Reuters story from 16 hours ago. So they are still thinking about it. To me, that's the biggest defense in the world. They're going to drain the swamp, and this is what you get. And yet, let's just keep ignoring it. Here's a scientist saying, scientists researching for reason why wild salmon are mysteriously dying. It's beyond comprehension. This, we are going to get what we deserve. That's the sad part. We are going to, it's coming, folks. You cannot not, you can't just pretend. Let's go to the mass animal deaths. I know I talked to you about it, but I skipped over it just because I got sidewinded. Mass animal deaths. Is this the deaths? Yeah, mass animal deaths. So this is where she reports dead animals and dead fish. November 14th, hundreds of thousands of lobsters dead due to flooding in Puyen Province, Vietnam. November 14th, massive die-off of fish in Shinnecock Canal, New York. Well, I think one of those videos went viral, man. There was a canal just packed full of fish. Although, let's don't talk about the fact that the tritium in the water into New York City is 86,000 times higher than allowable by the NRC. But let's don't talk about that. And that's how much it was when the leak started happening. So who knows how much higher it is now. November 14th, 1,250 birds found dead in Noorland, Holland, Netherlands. November 13th, 70 giant stingrays found dead in Mekong River. Scientists are puzzled in Thailand. They're puzzled. It's pretty close to Fukushima, but they're still puzzled. 20,000 cattle dead due to drought in Chaco, Bolivia. And, you know, that is the sad part. This year was reported that this was the hottest year on record since they've been keeping record. Last year was the hottest year on record since they've been keeping record. The year before was the hottest year on record. See a pattern here, folks? And yet, my friend Chuck Johnson and I still have this ongoing conversation. He still believes that Fukushima does not affect the Pacific Ocean or affecting the heating up of our planet. It's beyond comprehension. Who was it that I spoke to? For my goodness sakes. We were talking about them blowing up a nuclear bomb in the atmosphere. I wonder if that had anything to do with, like, speeding up the global warming. How come Al Gore didn't talk about that? How many bombs we've blown up in the atmosphere? How much nuclear radioactive contamination is floating around up there, breaking down our atmosphere? It's beyond comprehension. The brainwashing. And yet, I know, this is why I'm opening up the phone lines out. Today, I'm not going to sidewind Jules and send her a message and say, please turn the phones on. But I've got to remember to tell her to open the phones up on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, because honestly, I'd love to have a conversation with people about this, because Jamie Dimon, as Secretary of the Treasury, Jamie Dimon ran the economy into the ground. The only reason the guy's not in jail is because Obama kissed his ass. The guy should be in jail. He caused havoc. He destroyed many people's lives, lost homes, lost their retirements. They intentionally drove our economy into the ground. This way he gets to run the economy, drive it into the ground at the same time, and gets all the insider deals from the government. He doesn't have to hire any lobbyists. That's draining the swamp? I don't think so, folks. That's not draining the swamp. And that's not the best that we can do. So, this is why people are out in the street. Okay, so Michael just sent me a message. I'm going to see if I can add him to a group call. Let's see if I can do this. Let me see if I can add him in. Here we go. Here we go. Right now.
You there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Michael. You're on.
How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing quite good. How about yourself?
I find it to be a fairly interesting week people's view of things.
With the Jamie Dimon news? I mean, I'm sure that you're part of the Trump Nation, right? Am I making an incorrect assumption here?
Oh yeah, I've got a red hat, and I'm actually right now working on.
Send anybody down the street and tell them that you were going to rape them as soon as he gets inaugurated.
I was told that's exactly what I was on my way to go do. I was running up to the gas station right now wearing my red hat, and I was probably going to open carry a rifle. And at some point I could shout at a Muslim or deport a Mexican, I was going to do that too.
God, I hope not. You know, they're not going to come drag my Mexican or Muslim. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm outraged about the whole, we need to have the Muslims carrying
Here's the thing I find to be very interesting. Everybody, if we can look at the United States and then like split it up into like America and, you know, the meme of dumb fuckistan or Jesus land or something like that, you know, which in itself represents the reason exactly why Trump got elected. It's that like elitist ideology that, oh, we're better than the rednecks. Those people, they chew tobacco.
Trump got elected because people hate Hillary.
Absolutely. But it was people's attitude surrounding the people who did not enjoy Hillary or did not enjoy Bernie. It was that condescending attitude that really made people show up to vote. Because honestly, anybody who really like viewed Trump as a serious threat or enemy would have read his book, right? Would have read Art of the Deal, because, well, honestly, the dude's a talker, right? So he's gonna put all his cards out on the table. In something like that. If you'd have read his book, you'd have understood everything that the man was talking about. He number one,
I don't have to understand what he's talking about.
Absolutely you do.
We've seen this story. I don't have to listen to his line of bullshit. We've seen this. Reagan did the same thing. Ditched the economy.
But everybody's got a line of bullshit. Hillary's talking about peace, love, and joy, and if she would have got elected, you know we'd have been at war with Iran within 2 months,
We are going to war with Iran. That is a given. We are going to.
I don't think so. Look, there's no money in it.
We're already at war with Iran. The war is already going on. This is the thing. This country does not need to declare a war. They're already fucking doing it. We're already over there carpet bombing Afghanistan. I mean, honestly, what do you think is going to happen when Trump decides to roll back the Iran agreement that Obama worked hard to get? And you know why he worked hard to do that? Because of the nuclear. And you know why they're doing it? Because of the nuclear industry. That nuclear power plant over there was built by the United States. That's our investment.
The one in Iran? The Bushehr nuclear plant in Iran is not an American. It's actually through a French company and through a Russian, the Russian government.
But you think that the United States does not want that? That they consider that their asset. Look, the United States has.
But the United States considers the entire world their asset.
Okay.
The United States considers the entire world.
Let's be clear on this. You think that Trump's bringing in Jamie Dimon is a reasonable thing?
No, absolutely.
Bringing in Rudy Giuliani is a reasonable thing.
No, I think Rudy Giuliani's there to make sure that the big lie stays covered, that nobody asks too many questions about 9/11 other than how many Muslims did it. That's the only question.
Then why is he there?
Jamie Dimon is there to continue the money scam. But that's no different than what Hillary would have done. Seriously, it's no different than what Bernie would have done.
I get your story. I see what you're saying. Trump is no big threat because, he's not going to deliver on his promises. He's just as corrupt as they were. But at least we got rid of the Clintons.
Basically, you are right there. You have summed up my entire support for Trump. and the fact he makes like smug media fucks just like wet themselves. You should see Don Lemon just like he's absolutely having a panic attack.
Well, the whole media is having a freak out because he's
absolutely. And you know what? If he makes those people cry and bitch and moan, there's got to be something that's almost okay about it.
Well, you know what he's doing is he's ignoring the media. No, you know what the problem with that is? It's not that he's making those individuals moan and cry, and it's not about that. It's him pulling off his responsibility to be a public figure.
8 weeks of CNN coming back with the breaking news of Trump 11 years ago spoke to Billy Bush about, vagina grabbing. Do you remember that? Like 8 weeks nonstop of that.
Look, you're talking to me. I'm 60. I used to listen to Howard Stern. Donald Trump is one of the reasons I stopped listening to Howard Stern. I used to stop listening to Howard Stern. What?
There's a lot of reasons to not listen to Howard Stern.
Well, I stopped listening a long time ago. The last time I listened, Donald Trump was on, and he called his little teen pageants jewels. You have to look at the jewels. You have to protect the jewels. Like, honest to God, the guy, he doesn't even, I don't know, Michael, if you've seen my video, but I made a video to Donald Trump and tweeted it to him and said, I'm tweeting you this video. And I actually thanked him. It was a thank you video for looking into the camera and telling the KKKers to put their hats back on. Because
the KKKers, come on now. There's no, this whole thing about this right-wing Trump thing and
what happened in Portland the day that Trump was elected?
I truly think that's absolute bullshit.
No.
I truly do.
I'm not, what happened? I'm one person, Michael.
I'm going to get your daughter's experience, which you cannot.
Two more people. I didn't even share the whole story. Two more people in Portland. One of my daughter's friends, who's a butch dyke, got the shit kicked out of her because she was gay by a Trumper.
Another couple up there who are married couples. She was obnoxious. She was obnoxious. That's why she got the shit kicked out of her.
No, if you're going to talk, you don't know the story. You're making an assumption, and that is not the story. She was walking down the street, and some guy started kicking her, saying, "Look, dude, you think you're one of us?" And blah blah blah.
I don't believe that. I truly do not believe that.
And you know what? These are real stories. I can send you a photograph of another couple in Portland that's gay. That we know who was married. They've been living in this apartment for 5 years, a married couple. They've been married for 2 years. Their neighbor, who was pro-Trump, stuck a note on their door that said, "Your kind's not wanted here anymore." I don't believe that either.
I don't believe any of that either.
We know these people.
Why was that kind of stuff? How come that kind of stuff isn't followed up with a police report? None of these
things have followed up with a police report. Have you not seen the reports that police reports on?
No, because I was too busy looking at the damage caused by 60% of people who didn't vote and were from out of state rioting in 20 cities across the United States. I didn't see.
You can say that all you want, but that is denying the fact. People are getting harassed right here in my own community.
Wonderful. People get harassed every day for many, many reasons.
You know what? But it came all out the day after Trump was elected, the week after. Now, this is why I put that video out to Mr. Trump, thanking him. He looked right in the mirror and said, stop it. Because people felt like they had a hand.
At the moment, I'm not defending Trump, not by any means. I think Trump is a slime. I think that man is.
I'm not concerned about Trump. Frankly, I'm concerned about Mike Pence, and I think Trump ought to be concerned about Mike Pence.
Mike Pence will end up there. There's so much hatred of these guys right now that Mike Pence will end up with some sort of violation. There will be the Indiana, you know, pension scam or something, and it will turn out to be something.
Nothing's going to happen to that guy. Nothing. They're going to all protect each other.
You have actually described what's going to happen with Trump. Nothing, not a damn thing, because he is so hated. Look at this. I mean, we're 60 days before the inauguration, and they're talking about, like, we're going to have a revolution because our democratic process worked exactly as it was supposed to in our republic.
Well, will you say that if the Electoral College does not endorse Trump because he's shown incompetence? That's what this online...
That's not necessarily what the Electoral College is to do. And I'll tell you what, if that happens, people in the red states, you know, dumbfuckistan, then they will get up and do something.
Well, so
they
wouldn't have done same it. Democracy. That's your same democracy here, Michael. That's the same rules. It's not like you're doing anything illegal. Now, do I think these rules will be exercised? No, I don't. I think it's the same kind of thing. But if, I mean, 4.5 million people have already signed it. Now, how many people voted for Trump? This is why I don't think that this will go anywhere, because they're attempting to exercise regulation within the Electoral College. Say, if we elect a candidate who shows signs of incompetence, then we don't have to even vote. That's part of the election.
But you're looking at two different, completely different segments of society. You've got the segment of society that's right now that's outraged and throwing fits and has the media in their back pocket. And then you have the other segment.
It's not throwing fits, it's fear-based. People are afraid that they're going to get deported.
If they're rioting in a city that's not theirs, that's not their hometown, and they didn't vote, and they're rioting over that, they're throwing a fit. They are professional agitators, and they are enemies of the state and deserve execution for my safety.
You can do all the hyperbole you want. We don't know who those people are. We really don't know who they are. And I can tell you what, in Portland, the cops started the fighting. It was the cops.
According to Channel 8 in Portland, after the second night of rioting, they said that 60% of the people arrested had A, either no voter identification, or B, were not from the state, were not from the area.
Well, so, you know, they mixed that up, right? They mixed it up. They said 60% didn't have voter registration. So out of that 60%, which was that divide? See, this is the social programming. This is why we have to really pay attention to the social programming.
It's because if you didn't vote, you don't necessarily have the right to go out.
That's bullshit. You're still a citizen. Not voting is a vote. Not voting is a vote.
You can go out and scream and you can do whatever, but the minute you chuck a rock through somebody through a minority-owned business window because the large corporate oligarch got in, yeah, you're doing something wrong.
Look, the whole destruction and the throwing of the whole violence, that whole thing. I mean, honestly, I do believe that the violence was funded. I think it was funded. I think that they are. In fact, my friend Ed and I, we both firmly believe that this whole thing has been set up so that they can roll out martial law. That's why I'm really. When all these cities say that they're not going to help Trump deport the millions, the 3 million people that he wants.
Not necessarily deport. It's they're not going to comply with current federal law regarding immigration.
Well, they're not complying with federal law anyways. No. Are any of the employers who hire these people being charged $1,000 per person? That's federal law.
It's 10 grand a day is what it is. I think it's 10 grand a day per employee. That
it's not 10 grand. I think it's 1,000.
Okay.
It's not 10 grand. It's $1,000. It's a $1,000 fine.
Yeah, no.
It's a $1,000 fine to everyone that they
call. They are a vital part of the economy. Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's... His thing is, I don't think he's going to deport anybody, honestly, and I don't think he's building a wall. He sells a product, and his product is Trump. And to make you buy Trump, he is going to promise you the moon. He is going to build a wall. He's going to throw the Mexican over that wall. Then he's going to spackle that wall with the blood of the Muslims that he throws into the wood chipper. And the gays better watch out because we don't want trannies in bathrooms. And he said that, and he sold that to a bunch of different people, and they liked it.
That's called inciting racism. Now, do you know what the difference
is? No. Because on the other side, you can say that the pushing of these alternative lifestyles onto people who have a serious religious background or a conservative background, they could call that inciting perversion.
Look, that's bullshit. Like, we live in a place where we have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We have the right to freedom of religion. We can choose our religions that we want.
Absolutely.
We have the right to live how we... People do not need to go... Because you're a Christian doesn't mean I have to... In fact, Benjamin Franklin was not a Christian. This nation was not built for Christians.
Absolutely not. And I truly
but
do
look,
not.
This, you know what, Mike, God, where you really like, this is the thing I don't understand.
We should be one nation under God, indivisible. No, we're not, because your God may be different than mine. I may have no God. You may have no God. You may have seven gods. So, yeah, that's BS right there. I agree completely with the separation of church and state. Absolutely.
And so, you know what, I don't believe that Trump wants to roll that back. I think Mike Pence would, but thank God he's not president. He would not have been elected president. The issue, though, is this. You really are a Trump supporter because he's not Clinton.
I am not a Trump supporter. I am definitely anti-Hillary. I'm definitely anti-leftist. I am definitely anti-Bolshevik. I'm not necessarily a fascist. I am definitely anti-corporate oligarch. I am not Trump, but Trump was not Hillary. And Hillary... All of those things I said I am not and more.
Well, just the fact that she didn't come out and apologize and say, look, folks, we lost, that to me indicates that no one makes any point of that, but to me that points out that she was not capable of being president of the United States.
No way. She was physically incapable. Look, she was doing rallies that, you know, towards the end, where she was doing one rally and it would be 20 minutes and, you know, she had like an entire entourage to, you know, prop up. There were allegations of her doing.
I'm not even talking physically, Michael. I'm talking ethically.
Trump was doing 3 and 4 rallies, you know, in 4 states apart, you know, every day for the on a pure physical scale, yeah, Trump was a better choice. He was at least in shape. If you looked at the video when Trump went to Mexico and stood next to the Mexican president, Trump was the man who made.
You know what? If Trump had not picked Pence, I would not feel so anxious about him.
Trump picked Pence because somebody gave him a folder of headshots of potential vice presidents, and Trump picked him because he thought he was the best looking guy. He would look better on a flyer than some.
That's
than
exactly my point about
exactly
Trump. That's what makes him so freaking dangerous. He knows nothing about the guy's background, his values. He has not followed Mike Pence. He does not know the person that he's.
Doesn't have to, because that's not part of the sales plan.
We're not talking about building a building or selling anything. This is
absolutely about selling something. It's about selling the brand of Trump. That's all it is. It's an image. There's no product there.
Do you want me to start spewing cuss words right now? I don't want to.
I hope
but
you
the
do.
Fact is,
that's what you're here for.
That's what I'm not here for. Look, Do we think that Trump is going to talk about the mass animal deaths? If Trump is going to be talking about the nuclear stuff, like he, honestly, my video was kind of hilarious because in my video I'm telling him, like, I honestly think that Trump only got his news from Twitter. I really believe that. And so I sent him something and I said, you know, now you're he's getting the real, like, he's having a come to Jesus moment right now. I mean, like, he has to wake up every morning and get the information on like what's really going on.
He can't watch Morning Joe to get his news update anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's beyond comprehension. And while Joan, this is the thing that else is turning down, like this, scientists researching for a reason, wild salmon are mysteriously dying. The sockeye salmon, they're wondering why.
His assassination. You think he's seen camera 2, 3, and 4 from Dealey Plaza?
What did you say?
You know what I mean? Do you think that Trump has seen cameras 2, 3, and 4 from Dealey Plaza yet? You know, the alternate view of the assassination on Kennedy, you know, as kind of like a...
If you think Trump does not know about all of that, and he does not know, he knows all about that, and he knows exactly what happened at 9/11, and now he has been told what's gone on at Fukushima. He did not know. I think that's what the change in his demeanor is. He's like, holy shit, this is way worse than I thought. I mean, he had no idea. I still believe, I honestly still 100% believe that he was not, he did not run to win. He ran to help Hillary. And I think that the elites did not rig it the way that they had all agreed. And all of a sudden, bada bada bing, he was president. He's like, oh, this is, I mean, look at Melania's face. She did not look like she was expecting to win.
So in the end, Melania is really the true winner in this all, because she's no, his third wife. She's the first lady.
Yes.
She's the winner. She is the winner. They're already calling her like the next Jackie O because she's so...
Oh, God, please. A woman who is seen, who has been publicly seen with her breasts showing, is not the next Jackie O. Sorry, but no, she's not. No. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Michelle Obama, and I find it completely offensive that people in this country call her a gorilla and a monkey and say that she's a man. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman who has done a good job as first lady. And to compare Melania Trump... Well, because you don't know her. You have listened to bullshit lies about her.
What? I'll tell you what. Everything that I've seen, she speaks to me like she's talking down. I don't see any kind of inclusion in her. She has no interest in my interest. And I'm gonna tell you what, I do not pass for Carl Nordic. Okay? Like if I was to go into a McDonald's, they will speak Spanish to me first because that's what I look like. So I'm not a part of any sort of like white revolution or anything. I just know what's out there. And I don't appreciate the tone that she takes when she speaks to people.
You don't, what do you mean her tone? Appreciate her tone. You know what this really speaks to? Your misogyny, because she's a woman. You expect her to have a different attitude.
She's not at all condescending.
She's a really beautiful, warm.
She was absolutely condescending. Bring our girls back. You remember the hashtag, bring our girls back?
Yes.
Well, you know, what the hell am I going to do? Am I going to get on a plane and go to Africa? Excuse me, can you release these girls? Your fucking husband's the president. Send some fucking bombers in the Navy SEALs.
This is what you don't comprehend. That whole thing about bringing the girls home really speaks to the bigger worldwide picture that Americans have no concept of why we couldn't bring those girls home.
And in fact, the industrial military complex was missing, and it was a problem. Why did they send the Navy SEALs in to go get them? The same guys that went and capped Bin Laden. You know, if it's that much of an issue, send in the guys. I mean, fuck, we ain't got no problem with, like, violating any nation's sovereignty anymore. I mean, at least do it this time and make it look good for
so
the paper.
So you're mad at her because she was saying she was supporting those girls?
I am mad at her because she is a bullshit artist. She is a bullshit artist, propagandist person.
And yet you're sitting there telling me that I should read Trump's book that says he's the art of the deal. That's not a bullshit artist.
If you want to understand who he is, you read his book.
Yeah, but the point is, don't you hear the difference, Michael? You're mad at her for being, quote, a bullshit artist, and yet you're not mad at Trump for wanting to bring in Jamie Dimon?
I mean, all right, bullshit artist was maybe a wrong She's a Marxist. She's a Bolshevik. She believes
in. She's not a Marxist and a Bolshevik. She's an attorney.
How
do you think that she's a Marxist and a Bolshevik? I mean, honestly, the terms that people throw out, and this is all just right wing propaganda. It's not. I refuse to call them right wing. These are the people that got Hitler-esque elected. Hitler and Trump have comparisons for a reason, because they have said many of the same things.
Like Trump is at best a low-rent Mussolini. He is at best a low-rent Mussolini.
Any Mussolini is not made for America. That's my point, and that's where this is why we cannot disconnect this conversation about ignoring nuclear.
What are we going to get with Hillary? Let's flip it and just say that Trump didn't get here, and we don't need a Mussolini. We don't need Mike Pence and his Jesus freakiness. What were we going to get with Hillary?
More of the same, and hopefully she'd die. That was my hope, is that she'd have a heart attack and die.
Then you would have got Tim Kaine, who was a Jesuit, who went out and like worked in the missionary field, which means he rammed Jesus down indigenous people's throats.
You know what's hilarious is you don't mind Mike Pence doing that.
No,
hilarious. Like this is the point. None of them are really that different, right?
The difference is we have a
president now who's pretty incompetent legally. He has no technical background in government. He does not understand the complexities. He's filling his cabinet with Bush people.
He's a manager. He's not. Look, let's just say the United States was a company.
You guys are going to get what you deserve. I mean, unfortunately, we're all going to get what
you're going to get it too. If you really want to talk about
you're telling me.
If you want to say you're going to get what you deserve, you speak to the people who went out and did not vote. And are actually like destroying property
right now.
You're
telling me. You know what I think, Michael? This would help solve a lot of these issues. Like in Australia, if you don't vote, you have to pay. In fact, even in Peru, you have to pay a penalty. If you don't vote, you pay a penalty. So I think that would probably be, you know, everybody's automatic. Like here in Oregon, people, when you leave the DMV, you're automatically registered. You're not affiliated, but you're automatically registered.
I can see automatically registered, but I'll tell you what, I do not like the concept of mandatory anything. I do not want mandatory voting. If you do not vote, you have to pay a fine or you go to jail or something. No.
Well, you don't go to jail, but you pay a fine. I mean, what if we got $25 out of every single one of those people?
What happens if you don't pay the fine?
Well, what happens, like with Obamacare, they put it right on your taxes, right?
What's the remedy for not paying the fine to the man? Well, what keeps the man in power? It's the monopoly on violence, and that's either violence against your body or violence against your time. If you do not pay the fine, you'll go to jail. That's the entire reason for the fine.
Those types of rules can be written so that it's not like the Obamacare penalties. They're not mandatory. There's no collection process. They go on your tax returns. If you don't pay it, there's no mechanism to send you to jail or even pursue collections. I mean, this is the thing. They can make up all. It doesn't. These are all. I have to say, we have 45 seconds left. It's been a really good conversation, but we have five days a week here now.
This is awesome. I really appreciate it.
Me too. And I really appreciate it. And I hope we can get through this because honestly, we need to start looking at why. I don't think you and I actually really disagree. We're not too far off the mark from each other, but really, there's a sense of frustration on my part that people are give everybody a pass just because they want change. Sometimes having bad change is not better than stick. I mean, that's kind of like where I was, but I did not vote for Hillary either. So I actually, we have 15 seconds left, you guys. Thank you for joining us. Today is the 17th. You've been listening to Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission, and we will be here 5 days a week until further notice. So put your courage feet on, and we'll talk with you guys soon. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Bonnie.